Hi, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of Film Sack. We do these occasionally. We call them bonus sacks sometimes. Sometimes we call them, what do we call them? Live sacks sometimes.
Live sacks.
I don't know, whatever it is. But it's basically us watching movies or TV shows in real time with you with something that's streaming, so you don't have to go hunt it down and find it real easily. And that's what we're doing. My name is Scott Johnson. That's Brian, and that's Randy. Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Nice to see you there.
It's as if we just got here.
Are you ready for my intro?
Yeah, you have one? Go.
No, I don't.
Okay, good. That's the other thing that's different. If this is your first Film Sack episode ever, this is not this. Don't start here. Go back an episode at least.
Yeah, we do other things that are better.
Normal things. These are strange one-offs.
For example, just 5 minutes ago, I learned that Scott has a second chair that he puts his wang on. You really want to start earlier in this series of podcasts to understand that.
Right. None of this is going to make any contextual sense unless you do that. But we're doing these two in a row for a reason, and that reason is one of our ranks is in Japan right now, even though he's here with us right now. But Brian,
magic of time travel.
Yeah, think of that. While we're talking, so nothing bad better happen in Japan, or else this will all sound real weird. But
it's very, very depressing.
Now, it wouldn't have until you did that.
I do this all the time.
Brian Ebbett, don't die.
So fatalistic. Okay. He'll be in Japan, and that means having all kinds of fun while this is now playing for people at home. So we didn't want to leave you guys high and dry while all of us, one of our ranks was out. So join us now for what we are calling our Magnum PI episode, the Japanese-related one. It's an episode called The Arrow That Is Not Aimed.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't at all. Well, I mean, you could just shoot one in the air and see what happens. I'll give you a brief description. When a ninja steals a precious plate... Oh, I lost
Why
it.
Do we need a description?
I don't know. Why am I doing that?
A precious plate? Don't even explain it.
There's a precious plate. That's all you need to know. We're going to start it. It's Magnum PI Season 3, Episode 14. So... take some time, find it in your browsers or wherever you're watching this on your TVs or whatever, and park it right there at the beginning of that episode. Don't start it yet. We're not going to have it start anywhere special, just at the very beginning before the preview, and that's where we're going to begin. So pause me now, people.
Remember, if you're watching this on your iPad, make sure that the iPad is on the part of the dashboard that doesn't cover up the speedometer.
Yes.
Right.
Please.
You know what? I hope Netflix doesn't screw us on this, too. They've started, some people are getting the advertisements before stuff.
Well, it won't be here though, because they're not going to get any new season 3 Orange is the New Black viewers from a Magnum PI episode.
Oh, when I'm done watching Magnum, I might check out that Orange is the New Black.
Is that lady from the 70s show?
Oh, House of Cards, you say?
She is from the 70s show. I always forget that she's on there. Anyway, she's a lesbian, is my understanding. So anyway, we're going to do that now, and you can pause now if you need to and go get all set up. But assuming you've come back now from the pause, I'll count down 3, 2, 1, and the word go. When I say go, all of us will hit play. So will you at home, and hilarity will ensue, and we'll watch this together. All right. So here we go. It begins in 3, 2, 1, go. Everyone getting a ninja?
Yep. Samurai.
A samurai. Sorry.
That guy's clearly not a ninja.
Does he, like, give himself baldness, or is it... Oh.
Well, that doesn't look real.
He's
that's
on the phone.
Asking. All right. So you got to... Oh, that looks... That's a coup. Meku, is that his name?
Right.
Mako?
Mako. That's the samurai. Oh, I'm super jazzed about this. That guy.
All right.
That was so much.
Coming up on... Oh, this is the theme, yeah.
Yes. Now this one will be in your head instead of A-Team.
So whatever I do, don't hate me.
Randy, you were right though. We didn't have it right, and as soon as we heard it, we knew we were wrong.
Yep.
Well, this whole
wow.
Part.
If there ever was a vine for Scott to insert a fart noise into, it's when he's holding up the scuba diver.
Every single
and he looks
shot.
At her butt, and then he.
No, seriously, you could insert a fart noise into every single shot of this thing.
Yep. Right there.
Yep. Here's
All
another
right.
one. There,
I'm right. doing it. I'm doing
he's
it.
You just smelled it.
I'm doing it.
Seriously.
I'm seriously going to do
single,
it.
Yeah.
I'm downloading it, and I'm putting fart noises in it.
Yeah. This intro is full of farting. Ooh, what is that? Ooh. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, that was me.
You're farting underwater. Look at all the bubbles.
Oh, yeah, all the bubbles. Sure.
Sitting down. Fart. Fart. Farts again. Eyebrows.
Yep.
Holy shit, I will never look at an intro in a 70s or 80s TV show again the same.
This is the Japanese temple in Oahu. Those are the.
Oh, is that where we're at?
Oh, is this in Oahu?
This is what the windward side of the island actually looks like.
Hey guys, I think I know the title. I think I might know it.
That mm-hmm. yellow. Okay.
It looks like a Fiona Apple album
a
title,
little bit,
doesn't it?
A little bit.
Be like the first few words of a.
That's Mako.
With a bald cap.
I am Aku. Oh, there he is. Guest stars Mako. Very exciting.
Very nice.
That is
nice
not
of them to confirm.
That is not real hair, though.
No. Well, that may be real hair, but that's not real bald.
Not his hair.
It can't have been fun to have shaved that. Ugh.
What? Why? Are you sure this is still in Hawaii, though?
I'm positive. Yeah.
Okay, but are they pretending to be in Japan, or are we meant to know this is still Hawaii?
They're almost certainly pretending to be in Japan.
All right. Okay. Does this exist with the big Buddha and everything?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, and lots more. This is not the only building in all the Japanese gardens.
Are there
gardens.
Buddhists there with the Buddha? Probably.
They're allowing us a lot of quiet moments here to talk. I like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
It's called the Valley of the Temples, and it's not a valley per se.
Oh yeah, I leveled up 80 through 85 there.
Yeah,
that says you're going over the highway over to the other side of the island from Honolulu, right?
Sure. If you go north from Honolulu to the windward side, you can look down into this area.
We drove right past that. And I remember seeing, oh, this is like there's temples, but I don't remember seeing that one though.
Are there Japanese plates that are
bowing to the China? That's weird.
That's a precious plate.
Yeah.
Is that Japanese? You don't want to bow to.
Oh, there's a ninja.
Oh, wow.
That's the worst ninja ever, too.
Dude. This is great. Episode properly picked.
Oh my gosh. How many walls are there?
All right, Mako. He died. I don't like that. Mm. He should be alive still. He was on MASH the other day too. I watched him on MASH.
Oh, yeah.
I just want you to know this is way better than most action sequences in this TV show.
Really?
Yeah, you're not wrong. Oh,
they
got the plate.
Some really good fighting for this show. Good jump.
Oh no.
Not the plate, not the plate.
Oh shit.
Oh man!
It just don't have mace.
Got him with the seltzer.
Mace ninja.
Did they just mace him too?
No, he's bug spraying.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good either.
Oh, Higgins.
Higgins is a huge dick.
Let's just look at him.
I was watching on you, Magnum.
Magnum. That fine mist exited my anus. My mom had the biggest crush on him.
Dog. Oh, what?
My mom.
Higgins?
No. That is Maggie. Oh. Not Higgins.
Is that a
Jeez.
Batman thing? Dog repellent?
I don't know.
They don't have dog repellent.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I never heard of that. I've heard of the stuff that you spray so they won't pee there again.
Is right.
It like, is it yes. like that?
The stuff that's just called no.
I forgot that they still didn't understand Hawaii. I'm like he does a good job of pronouncing things, but like they're over near Waimanalo on Oahu right now. There isn't a long sleeve shirt for 50 miles.
Mm.
I don't understand why these two actors are all dressed up like this.
Well, he's just hanging out, right?
Well, yeah, obviously by the
hammock. He's in a hammock with tennis shoes and a long sleeve shirt on.
Still the only guy I've ever really seen who can rock that mustache and not look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Makes Higgins look pretty sad, doesn't it?
It really
Actually,
does.
It looks weird without it.
Yeah.
You know, if Higgins would just trim the sides of that mustache, he'd be Hitler. Just like that.
Is Tom Selleck gay? He's not gay, is he?
No.
So did they ever solve the mystery of whether Higgins is actually Robbins or what? Or
he was the one that owned everything?
Right.
I think this... we had a conversation, Tom and I, on autopilot about this, and I don't remember how it ended. But he has breasts in the shot. I want you to take a look. Is it pans? Look, see? Look. You see that?
Oh, he does.
He has little boobs.
Wow, for like sure. a whole ridge.
Look at him.
By the way, you can always count on Dunaway. If any of us go, or anything, he'll come back with that.
He will repeat it.
Yeah.
Are we making noises?
Coin slot. I hate hats like that, the plastic trucker hat style. Hate them.
Very in style right now.
Are they? Are they back?
Oh, yeah. Trucker caps. Yeah.
For kid, like the teens?
Yeah. In the flat bills.
I hear malls are making a comeback as the main hangout. Is that true? Probably.
Like, no, your malls? Your really? Mom is wrong.
Yeah, that's not true.
where are the kids going now?
We don't know. They won't tell us.
I think they're just on their phones.
Look at all that wicker. That's a lot of wicker.
Yeah, this lanai has two times as much furniture as any other, like, furniture in every direction. I don't know what.
Yeah, it seems like it would be uncomfortable to sit on those chairs because you'd have a hammock in your face.
There's a hair on that screen.
Yeah. I do love that whole thing where you roll down the mats to cover the various breezeways.
Yeah, I like that. Especially when they don't suck. If they're good, they can roll up and roll down real easily. But every time I've ever used something like that, they break. Oh, that car used to be so hot.
Dude, yeah, that when I was a little kid, this car was just the greatest thing on TV.
I'd still drive a nice one. If they...
Which hotel is that, Randy?
I don't know. It's somewhere in Kohala. No, they actually have, there's a website that lists all of them.
Yes, I'm very short. Very short indeed.
Okay, so by contrast, here's a guy that should not have a mustache.
Right. A lot of mustaches.
These guys are in all the old Hawaii Five-O episodes. They were in all the MASH episodes. Mm-hmm. Like these same actors, man.
And if you have a lisp, the mustache actually amplifies it. Like it right. draws attention to it.
Not a lot of inner dialogue. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he narrates a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was almost Indiana Jones. Could have done it. Real close. You think he would have kept the mustache? Holy shit.
Wow.
How did he check into that hotel dressed like that?
That's terrifying.
You want men for pillow?
What?
Oh,
how did you do that?
That was awesome.
Was that adjoining rooms?
Went down the service elevator, then across the lobby, then it went up the main elevator and snuck up behind you.
I forgot that this TV show had these little supernatural elements, and it does a lot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
it? Have you ever... Wait, Ibbot, you've never seen Magnum P.I.
No, I've never seen... This is my first viewing of a Magnum P.I.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up again.
That's hilarious.
This is crazy. Yeah, I feel like we're on the edge now.
I know. We owe you something.
Look at that sweet Casio watch.
Does he always walk around looking like he's smuggling a bear?
Yes. Yes. No, this is a classic look for this show, which is what's so disturbing to me.
Yeah, he's always in some floral... Hawaii floral shirt, and he is always in the
Higgins
Doctari
always,
suit.
Always dressed for safari. Always. Yeah,
Doctari 24/7. I'll get you, Samurai Jack. Oh, he's the best.
Is chiropractic, is that like part of the Japanese samurai study?
No.
No?
You learn that as part of, you know, sure.
There's no, like, famous Japanese massage, I don't think, is there?
Shihatsu.
Isn't that...
Bless you.
I didn't know that was... I guess that is Japanese. Yeah, I guess it is. Shihatsu, right?
Shihatsu.
I like Shihatsu.
Shihatsu.
The Shihatsu beam.
That's what I drive. I drive a Shihatsu.
Yeah, the old Shihatsu two front-wheel drive, they were terrible. But what was the... I guess maybe it does come from that. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. I have no idea if this is where that country is.
Hey, Siri, where does Shihatsu come from?
You. It comes from you. My web search turned something up for one of the shots. I hate Siri web searches. I hate them.
Yeah.
Because they're cop-outs every time.
Plus, I should have pronounced it Shihatsu.
Oh, look. Telephones used to have cords.
He's got a fup.
He's got a phone in front of his phone.
Yeah, a phone in front of his phone.
Oh, right.
Coming through. Low bridge. Low bridge.
That's because Robin Masters, who owns the place, can only be called from a particular phone.
Oh.
Whereas Magnum PI, he is not allowed to ever communicate with Robin Masters.
So this is back at Magnum's house. So everybody hopped in the car.
This is Robin Masters' house.
Yeah. Right.
Different. This is different than the bungalow thing he lives in.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. But it's different from the hotel. So,
right. Magnum
so Mako
in the guest
hopped
house.
Him in the car, drove him to this place.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Then he cut his hair right where that part is and shaved the rest.
Okay.
Made the shittiest hairdo ever made. Look at that.
That is really bad.
They just need to shave two sides of his mustache down, and we got Hitler in a Doctari suit.
It's so horrible.
gosh.
Well, what's the significance of the ring, Randy? They've shown that ring like 30 times.
It's explained earlier in the series.
Illuminati. No, it's something to do with his Vietnam stuff, right?
Right. Yeah. He's part of an elite special unit that.
And we all got rings.
He's looking directly at the camera. He looks like he's about to crack up.
Who, the Jed Mako?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was looking directly at the camera.
Like, yeah, he is right now. Making a poop face if you ever seen
Don't
one.
Don't zoom in on me.
I'm making make right now.
He has laughing eyes and grumpy face, which does look like he's about to smile. Oh, yeah. He started. Touch it.
And Dunaway, just to clarify, it's not a real thing. The ring, the team that he and TC and Rick were a part of in Vietnam, completely invented. There's never been anything like it in reality. It's just this show's dumb little thing.
Didn't we have some kind of special forces then, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. But this whatever they call themselves, the team in this show, it's just totally invented.
Well, Higgins, come on out here and talk some more, buddy.
I love the fact that I've seen enough 70s and 80s dramas to know exactly what's happening without hearing a lick of dialogue.
Well, the only thing that might confuse you if you're not listening to the dialogue at all is that Robin Masters, who you never see, is the one who purchased the plate that was stolen by the ninja before it came to Hawaii from Japan.
Gotcha.
Did I tell you my wife and kids are trying to get me to grow my hair to the length of the Magnum PI hair right there?
Oh, your hair is not ready that?
It's almost that. Probably about, I don't know, 3 weeks away from that.
But how's your mustache working out?
I'm not doing that. That would look real bad on me. I've done it before. I didn't shave the mustache, took some pictures, and no one will ever see those. It's really bad. But that kind of flip out over the ear and kind of kick out in the back, that's what they're trying to get.
Nice.
But that feels like I have to permanently wear a hat, doesn't it?
Magnum did.
His jeans are a little high, and he's got a moose knuckle.
They are really high.
Wow.
Moose knuckle.
Well, and it just makes no sense. People do not wear long pants out there.
And socks.
I just like humanity to realize that we are at a day and age where I ask the question, isn't Tom, or what's his name, Tom Selleck gay? And you all said, nope, and we moved on.
Well, because he's been married twice, and his second wife he's been with since the 80s.
Oh. Yeah, I saw him kissing Monica Geller. He can't be gay.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Who has ever even suggested this? Well, you speak in riddles. Oh,
seriously, his vocalization on Samurai Jack is some of the best stuff ever. If you haven't seen that, you need to. Why is he wearing a Boy Scout belt? You see that? And he's got back pockets in the front.
Because he was in the military, and apparently this will fly.
I did like the back pockets in the front.
Yeah. I've got the my tender foot, and I'm working on my first class. I am a samurai man.
Magnum dumb.
I live by a code.
Magnum dumb.
They make him wear some extra teeth because he's like totally.
Yes, they did. Magnum Son.
He has a great altercation with Frank on MASH. It's a great MASH moment.
King
Kamehameha. Oh, hubba hubba.
Dennis Quaid over there? Who the hell is that? Look like Dennis Quaid.
Every episode of Magnum PI tries to work in women in bikinis just sort of standing around enjoying the
his old buddies too. He always has to get them in.
But they couldn't choose their weather, and so this is one of those episodes where they just didn't have good weather. They had to shoot under cloud. It's kind of sad because it makes the show look crappy.
Mm. Now Rick always he owns a bar and he's always surrounded by the women, right? Because that's what he does.
He's that's the guy on the right.
He's the boofy hair guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, on the left. Okay.
Yeah.
Then TC has the helicopter.
Right. He does tours.
That hair makes me sad, honestly. There's a sadness in my heart when I look at that hair. It's horrible.
In the boofy hair?
Yeah.
I got to remember this.
I remember that in the 80s thinking, oh, those guys are cool. By the way, that candle's making me nervous. But anyway.
Crazy featherage.
There's a cute girl out there, though.
Mm-hmm. Like Tara Reid in the background.
She reminds me of, really?
What Tara Reid used to look like.
Amy Schumer.
She kind of like does me. A little bit, yeah.
This is outside Amy Schumer.
Everyone's wearing long sleeves. It is so freaking weird.
Seriously, that candle is ribbed for your pleasure, Randy. Look at that.
It's ridiculous. I hate that candle. No.
It's going to topple over any second.
Candle's now, is TC an alcoholic and he's trying to back out because he's got coffee?
Probably.
Is that part of the story?
Oh, he's got tea.
Well, he's got a fly, right? He flies the helicopter.
Yeah, he's got tea.
Yep. All right, Mako's had it. I've looked at enough bikini ladies.
I have two swords.
Oh, we deal with that candle.
We need to go get the. We need to go get the plate. You slacker asses. Oh,
is that, because it didn't do it naturally.
You can see the urethra right there. Look.
Right. I will chop them in half.
Look at these two cruising it.
Yeah, suddenly they're North Shore. Like they were 35 miles away, and now they're all the way on the other side of the island.
I am impressed by the car filming though, because they're actually filming them in the car.
Yeah, I still contend that's on a flatbed.
Oh, probably.
I can't imagine having the equipment right in your face and actually driving the car around.
Yeah, they're on a trailer or something probably. Still,
but
cool.
It doesn't
though.
Sound like it's overdubbed. You know, because of regular road noise.
Right.
Or if it is, it's good.
Yeah, it's really well done.
I'm all impressed now.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Glenn Larson, with yet another big hit for TV.
It's a good thing that headrest isn't any higher, else that would be really uncomfortable for Mako and his
ponytail.
His ponytail.
His fake horsehair ponytail. Oh, look at that, yeah.
Dude, this scene has driven across the same mile of this highway over and over.
Seriously. Like Flintstones kind of thing.
I love when they do that.
It just repeats.
It's the equivalent of people running in Scooby-Doo and the scene just repeating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that dresser four frames ago. Oh, here we go. Matte painting.
Oh, welcome. Come in.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
Get naked.
This is the integral part of every investigation.
Yeah, I like to wear my robes up to my man
boobs.
You know,
wherever Magnum is at, he is always intimidating with his hair, whether it be his mustache or his chest hair.
His chest hair, sure.
I'd say he's intimidating with his everything. He's an intimidating person.
Yeah.
It's a Baldwin level rug.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think they have a freaking Tom Selleck level rug is what it is.
Probably, yeah.
His is spectacular.
Oh, sure. You hit me right there, man.
He's just the epitome, though, of that handsome, rugged, charming, funny. Like, he defined it for a whole generation of people.
Even their towels are high.
Wait, why is there goop all over his back and not his back?
Oh, well, hair.
Oh, he's going to show his wing wang.
They look like they're different species. Seriously, Selleck is so much bigger.
Yeah.
Go ahead, hairy man. We have bet.
We have bet.
Oh. Aww.
The carpet matches the drapes.
Yeah.
Great. The carpet's connected to the drapes. Are you kidding me on him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all the same material.
Just floor drapes. Well, that wasn't awkward for them at all. You know, Dre, I really liked Dre back in the day. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not Dre, is it?
I am so looking forward to that movie.
Which one? Oh, the NWA thing.
Easy A, yeah. Whole story.
Yeah, that looks great. If they do it right. What was the Johnny Cash one? I really like that
Walk the Line.
Yeah, I like it when they really take care to do it right, and if they do that right, that's such a different part of music nobody thinks about.
Like, yeah, if Straight Outta Compton is actually about the Paul Giamatti character, I'll be really upset.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Community.
It looks like
Ken Jeong.
Yeah, looks like
this is Tommy Fujiwara. He's been in other things.
He's been in other things, like another episode of Magnum.
If he suddenly stops and goes gay, then I'll want. I think of the right guy, right? On Community, where he's sitting in a chair.
In The Hangover.
Yeah, we're with you.
Yeah. He yelled gay at somebody at some point.
Probably in The Hangover.
Probably.
My name is TC, and I put it on my hat.
Yep.
Yes.
tonight.
So wait, all night then? Oh boy.
How exciting.
No, that's Quantum Leap. What are you oboing about?
Oh, they're explaining the title.
Hey, look how he refuses to sit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a huge man. How could he sit properly?
Good point. Yeah. Nothing fit me in Japan. I can't imagine his life.
Mm. Yeah, I can't wait to go to a restaurant where I have to sit on the floor and take my shoes off and all that stuff.
Oh, dude. Oh God!
I hope your hotel bed is bigger than mine was. It was so tiny.
Yeah.
I didn't fit. I hung off that thing and never slept.
Aw.
And I watched VHS Dominoes in the middle of the night.
Right.
It's so weird.
Good, good, good.
You know, after our hot our hot naked soak together, I feel like we're...
I had to get out of that hot tub. My bald cap was starting to make it look like a Klingon.
I forgot how much of this show is never real exposition. It's just, let's go here and film these guys talking, and they don't really... It doesn't matter what they're talking mm-hmm. about. It's just supposed to be interesting to look at.
Is this sake?
Sure. Or no, it's tea. It's a tea ceremony.
Okay.
They're getting tea, too, just not any ceremony.
I just put a plastic cup in my Keurig and hope for the best. That's my ceremony.
You know, I remember being a kid and Magnum PI coming on. It was a little bit more mature than what I was ready for. And I always, it would come on and I would never want to watch it, but then it would just suck me in slowly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his finger's missing. Right, Randy!
Fingor! No,
that's every episode of Film Sack from now on. We've got Fingor.
Amazing!
By the way, he was just curling it backward.
Right.
Oh, really?
I promise you, when we see him again, we will see him doing the I'm curling my finger backwards.
There's a reason why we sit on our legs, because I can see your junk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those look like soy sauce dispensers. Careful, Magnum. Oh. Okay.
That's sake
right there. I'm
spilling it all over the table.
I didn't know sake was clear. I thought it was
No, it's clear.
Unless you get the unfiltered and then it's white.
Mm. A little brown, maybe, sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Every culture has its crazy liquor. Yeah, it's crazy.
It has its alcohol made of whatever was growing nearby.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Tequila, vodka.
Mm-hmm. So in Russian and Eastern Bloc countries, you got vodka. Here you got sake. What do we have? What's our home? Is it whiskey?
Whiskey.
Is
sure.
it moonshine?
Rye. I would say mm-hmm. rye. Is
rye, maybe.
Good one.
What is it in Canada? Beer?
Molson.
In Canada, they just it's poutine.
This will be the most responded to discussion we've had ever.
Yep. Right. Oh, they didn't clean up all the sake spilled on the table either. That's great.
Commercial break.
Commercial break, yep.
Oh my gosh, that freaking plantation.
Yep.
Oh.
Is it
you got a bell right there. Why are you bringing in the dinner bell?
That's a thing that's there, right?
Right.
That's an actual house in Waimanalo, yeah.
Who owns that, I wonder?
Oh, it got sold just recently, in the last year. It got sold to a new owner.
I didn't hear the bell.
Wasn't somebody popular supposed to have purchased it, and then it was just a rumor? And
The rumor was that the Obamas were buying the house, and that they were going to retire to it. Yeah.
Is there supposed to be some sound here? I'm not getting any sound.
It's very quiet.
Did you hear the little triangle ding?
No. Right,
the joke is that he's very hungover.
Okay. Right.
What did it say?
It says, I'm wanting to F me in the garden.
Oh, my God, Scott.
Hey, I'm just reading
off my 8 layers of clothing.
It's like, Scott, when he goes blue, he goes all the way.
No, it's still awkward blue, right? Like, it's not full blue.
Of course, yeah. Sometimes I wonder if you're still a virgin, but I realize you have children.
Why check would you wonder bell. That?
That's so funny that you would wonder that. Oh, there's some sound.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Higgins, you sadist, Higgins.
Yeah.
Oh, use your magic ring.
That is the most believable hangover representation ever.
And Higgins is so happy. I love it.
I mean, the show was all about this light humor, right? That was the whole thing. There's a naked lady in that thing right there.
It's a Holiday Inn.
That is the Holiday Inn. Yeah, that's still right there.
Oh, totally not green screen.
I don't think it is. Is
no,
it?
It's not. No, it's not. No, it's this not? Is this is straight up.
It's just weird looking.
The sky is actually a blue screen.
Hey, that's somebody funny. Give me the list of MASH actors. We need to give a few calls out for this episode. Yeah. This guy was also on MASH.
Are you aware you're wearing ladies' glasses? Ladies' glasses.
Yeah, those are... This guy's like Agent 47. Yeah. Japanese style.
Like there's like a mustache contest going on here that...
Brian, how come you've never been Agent 47 for Halloween? Just put a little barcode on your neck, wear a suit.
Yeah, it'd be easy enough, right?
That'd be amazing.
I'd have to shave the mustache and beard, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that that's an issue.
Is it?
Just, have you just shaved put a ever? Bald cap on it.
I have shaved it. I don't like how it looks without how I look without it. But
yeah, I don't like the beardless me is no longer a thing I have any interest in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look at those glasses. Wow, Magnum.
Lady glasses.
Dude, those glasses.
Robert Goulet called. He wants those back.
More freaking three-piece suits? No. He'd be dying out there.
The guy didn't eat his breakfast at all. Look.
I know. Shame on him not eating his breakfast.
What a waste. Those starving kids in Hawaii. Come on.
This is the view from that house, by the way. That's Rabbit Island. That is exactly where it is. Like
is
they,
that...
it, right. It's remarkable.
Is that a bearded lady back there?
I think so.
It's a picture of it's that weird picture of Justin Robert Young in the background there.
Where I'm not seeing this lady.
They pan to it once. Maybe we'll get it again.
Right. Applauded.
I'm still mad at you, Higgins. Bringing the bells.
At least he's finally in short sleeves and it's like a lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Randy was really hot in Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
No, it's just bizarre to me to like. I guess there was a time before everybody relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I was watching a baseball documentary and everybody was in their Sunday best every game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now
I remember when people used to dress up to go on airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so old.
I'm gonna say I remember 1912.
I don't actually think I was ever on a plane where people dressed up, but I remember people talking about that. Did you ever see a plane where people were all loaded up in suits?
I remember having to dress nice to go on a plane, yeah.
Wow.
And now it's like flip-flops and cargo shorts.
Yep.
Oh, we lost the bearded lady, and now we have the Aborigines. Mm-hmm.
What people forget is more people stunk back then because we didn't have good deodorants or deterrents. People showered once a week if they were lucky, and they still wore their suits, and they were all hot and like wool.
Yep, and then they smoked their cigarettes, and you had the little ashtray right in the armrest.
Yeah.
You see that table there? We call that the crotch-showing table.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we all show our crotch table. I'm actually going to reverse what I've been saying. I think that the point of the wardrobe in this show is to make them look like they don't fit with the backdrops. Mm. To make them contrast with the nature around them.
That's interesting.
Is my imagination or is it usually overcast? In Magnum PI.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. They got whatever weather they got, and it's just weird. This was clearly shot during bad weather for days.
Hmm. Soon here, there's gotta be some ninja on samurai action. There just has to be.
Yeah.
Some more, you mean?
I'm scanning through some thumbnails and my gosh, there's some stuff coming up. There's a scene with Mako in his underwear. Looking forward to that. He's got to quit calling him Magnum. Yeah. It's too many ums on it.
Magnum.
He's out.
And now I must carry my sword.
My other sword.
Commit seppuku.
He is as short as Magnum is sitting. Mm-hmm. Standing. Him was standing is the same as.
Is that a Ford Comet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Mercury
Honolulu
Comet.
Harbor.
Oof. Cars, dude. Every car but his. And this is Robin's car, right?
Yeah, Robin Masters' car, yeah.
Oop. A little blooper there, got his skirt on it.
I'd say Tom Selleck looks a little pink in the face.
Yeah?
He's gotten some sun.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That might be Mako's hair. I think it's just recently shaved because it's kind of 5 o'clock shadow up top.
Might be.
You see that? A little dark?
Yeah.
Whoa. Someone's into postcards.
We are number one postcard souvenir shop on the island.
My gosh.
And t-shirts with 83 on them.
Yep.
This looks like someone tried to make a souvenir shop in 3 hours.
I think that's what you got.
I think they just brought out Tom Selleck's stunt double.
Yeah, like him.
Put him in for an acting.
He's got the high cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that is an actor named Lee DeBro.
All right.
We have seen him in other things. We've seen him in RoboCop. Mm. He's still working. He's a classic old white bearded actor now.
Great. And he's got the second best mustache on the show.
Ooh, and his weird face wrinkle he just did. Did you see that?
I liked it. Like a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, jowly.
I'm convinced the way you make it in Hollywood is only two ways. Very attractive, which means you're a little weird looking, honestly. Because if you get up close to a very attractive Hollywood person, they kind of look weird.
Yes.
And then the other thing is look really kind of ugly, but in a weird, unique way. Like unique. You just need to look unique and you'll make it.
Striking.
Yeah.
And here I thought you had to be able to act.
Well, that's
No.
That helps. You don't have to, though.
A lot of people can act.
Oh, God. Once again with the knife.
Now, that's a trope, right?
It's a stereotype.
Ah, there you go.
This is illegal, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh no. He's in the shitter. Get him.
Oh, that whole wall.
Dude, that wall was so fake. They almost crashed that set.
That's funny.
Where are you going to go in the not Ferrari? We can't catch you.
Oh, and the music.
All right.
Honolulu Harbor.
Right on, dude.
I wonder if they can catch me in that Ferrari.
Why does he have the plate? Because he's like the point he's like the pawn shop type place that would sell it or something. I missed all that dialogue, so I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah, he's a
dealer. Wow.
There goes your stunt budget. I'll jump in this water, but you're gonna have to pay me for it.
You don't want to try to answer the question yet until you see what's in the box. Oh my goodness.
Hey,
oh,
there's no one in that car.
I guess you're not gonna see what's in the box.
He's not even in there. There's nobody in the driver's seat.
Got a ramp out there and everything.
Boy, we used to have no problem throwing a car into Hawaii's pristine waters.
Mm-hmm. We don't do that now, right?
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine what you'd have to go through to film this now.
The time go before cell phones, even have to check.
It's gonna take him a month to get undressed here. Hold on a second, I'm coming.
Oh my gosh, what do we got? He's got.
Oh my goodness.
Where's the plate?
All right, he saved his older brother.
He's still addressed.
I got it.
Towel through the...
There he goes. Wow. He's going for the plate.
All of that
was to go get the plate. That is hysterical.
You don't care about no redneck loser on this island.
Okay, so who thinks it's going to be the plate they want?
I think it's going to be a fake. It's too early.
Plate?
Yeah, faux plate.
Faux plate. Really wasn't. It was like half a minute. Oh, scary.
Give him stash to stash. Something looks wrong here. Why does this look so weird?
I'm telling you, man. It's the weather.
It's lit in the back. Yeah, they're lighting that scene. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Make another one. It's just a damn plate.
Oh, no. It wouldn't even break and shuffle around like that.
No.
Not in that box. Not packed like it was.
Yeah.
By the way, they specifically say that it's a Kenzan plate. That would be the most celebrated artist of ceramics.
Who celebrates plates?
I guess they just have to be ancient, right?
Yeah, okay. Kenzan plate.
Oh, please let there be a tub of... Yeah, I was going to say there has to be some glue around here.
Wait, he's a PI and he's got a magnifying glass?
He's magnifying PI. Oh,
this was the decade that Dobermans ruled as far as big dogs on TV went. German Shepherds were 70s, 80s were Dobermans, and 90s were, what do you call them?
Remember the
Pit Bulls?
Right. Pit Bulls, yep.
Remember the Doberman Gang? Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. I do, a long time ago.
I remember
ago.
The Bloodhound Gang. I remember the Doberman Gang.
Well, it wasn't a band. It was a TV show, right?
Right.
Was it a cartoon?
No.
The Bloodhound Gang?
No.
No.
Whoa, interrupted the suicidus interrupt us here.
No. It was a fake.
Toe Jam. You call him Toe Jam.
Toe Jam and Earl.
I love how Higgins had to get in a dig there. Magnum has many faults, but
it really was a fake.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Mako has my brother's eyes. My brother Matt's eyes, by the way.
Is he reading the Wikipedia?
I don't mean they're simply Asian. Like, they literally look like my brother's eyes. He's such a dick.
God, they always bicker. They needs to be an episode where they just get married and go bicker.
You 90s fans listening to the show remember him from that, what's that show on Nickelodeon where he's the principal or the teacher?
Oh, who, Mako?
No, Higgins. It's like Boy Meets World or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the principal.
I was going to say, he wasn't Mr. Belding. So.
Yeah,
he was. I know that. Too.
And I always used to get him confused with the guy from St. Elsewhere who also voiced Kit for Knight Rider. Cannot think of his name, but I always thought those two guys
Forsythe?
Were the same.
Not William Forsythe.
No. No, nope, that's Charlie. Yeah. I can't remember that guy's name, but he's short, balding, mustache having.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Scott. I don't think Higgins was in that.
In what? It may not be Boy Meets World, but it's something like that.
I'm saying I don't think he was in anything.
Yeah.
Hold on. I am 100% sure about this.
Ever again.
Let me find it. IMDb.
Good luck.
Now it's going to drive me crazy. We'll start with Magnum P.I. because that's...
William Daniels, by the way, on Kit.
William Daniels, that's it. Yeah. I used to get those guys mixed up. Okay, John Hillerman. He is known for... where's the show?
Magnum P.I. What are you looking at?
Oh, you know what I may have done? I may have that other guy in that show. The very person I'm telling you I can never keep straight. I think maybe he's the one from it. Yep.
Well, they gave him two black eyes.
That's
good
it.
Makeup.
The guy from St. Elsewhere and the voice of Kit is in the Boy Meets World thing or whatever it was.
Seriously, Gallagher here looks like he got punched in the face
right
to do this effect.
Got punched in the face with water. He's got a Danang hat on.
It's pretty good. Well, wait a minute, though. How would you get that in the water?
When your car hits the water, it stops and your face hits the steering wheel.
Wait, is that how physics works?
I think this is also a time when seatbelts were rare and there were no airbags. So yeah. Although if I hear one more story about airbags blinding people.
Oh, man.
It's bad. Mm. There's more than there should be. They got to fix that. John Hillerman, is he alive? Yeah, he's with us.
No, I made an extra copy. He ran it through the 3D printer.
Yeah, popular in 83. It's a big deal. I'm still trying to find why I know this guy. Luke Grant. 10 Speed and Brown Shoe. Tom Merritt's favorite TV show, 10 Speed and Brown Shoe, had Higgins in it.
Okay. Now we're on our way to do something. Finally.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Makuta.
Nope. I can't say words. As I'm getting back out.
My brother Mark is built like him.
Oh, is he going to drive? Oh.
Gonna walk.
I like that nobody else there is at all surprised by the look of this man.
Right, yeah.
Toe Jam.
Does it say who's Danang?
Who's Danang?
Oh no, it says VMO. Come on, get in the car. Come on, stop it. Come on, get in the car.
This is some trope. This is tropey right here.
So tropey. I just love being reminded that there was a time before a park like that was filled with homeless people.
Mm.
Or so maybe they just cleared them all out for this
shanty
episode.
Town. Yeah, right.
Is that what happens now?
There's an awful lot of homeless people out there.
In Hawaii?
Just, yeah, it's just a place where you can live outside and be fine. Kind of.
We have a park downtown here that as kids we'd go see fireworks shows. It is covered in homeless people now.
Do they shoot fireworks?
I don't think they do it anymore. I think they quit doing it.
Because that's just mean if you shoot fireworks right on top of the homeless people.
Right. Hold this, would you?
Just mean. And Salt Lake City is now becoming internationally known for their treatment of homeless people.
Yeah.
That guy's really got a chest puffer outer attitude.
Yeah, we always talk about barrel-chested actors when we see them. Here's one.
Somebody told me the guy that played the Kingpin,
Vincent
D'Onofrio, is the example of the old school barrel chest. I don't think that's it. I think we're talking about something different.
Oh, yeah.
The thing we're talking about is like the old black and white Tarzan and
like Errol Beretta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Beretta. Yes, Beretta had it.
Mm-hmm. Suck all your fat in and make it like muscle.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh.
Whoa. Space that's... music. Oh, he's like, got ninjas in the car. They've just been sitting there the whole time.
It's like there's like eight of them back there.
It's like a clown car.
Having some kind of ninja conversation. It sounds like this.
What's he doing?
He's just going to sit down. I'll let you handle this.
Well, yeah, he's not a part of those.
Whoa.
Right. I don't fight ninjas.
You'd think he would have at least like rolled further away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of mayhem.
Your ninjas suck.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, oh. Well. Never bring a katana to a gunfight.
Right.
You are without honor.
Right, exactly. Honor is supposed to be in question.
What?
Ticket.
Seriously, throw down the gun. It's the stupidest trope ever.
Yeah, that was bad.
How many plates you got in here?
Should be just the one, right?
Yeah. Well packed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a stack of them.
See it? See it? Mm, you like it? Like what you see?
It's not like the other.
He's going to start. Yep. He's going to start breaking them.
Wouldn't that be cool? If it just goes actually, all Greek restaurant on this place.
Yeah. What does the hat mean? Who Danang? I don't get it.
No, it's not who to name. Yeah,
it's a unit designation and a location.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. Yeah, this is going to wait for you to get nervous.
Sooner or later, I'm going to get to the one you want.
Ew, yep. I don't think Mako should be happy about this, though.
Mm-mm. That's not what he said. Mako does not approve. Wait!
They must know it's, and this isn't like Russian roulette, he must know it's at the bottom or something.
Right. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's counting it in his head.
5. Don't do that one.
I love the look. He looks like a pug.
Oh, good catch. Now I will cut your head off.
Out comes the knife again. I really do like suit guy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. He's cute.
He's cute.
Oh, VMO2, Danang.
Yeah.
Right.
Danang.
Oh, it looked like who, question mark.
Yeah, like who? Danang, yo. That's who.
And that was an actual unit, a Marine Observation Squadron.
Oh, was it? Jeez, Tom Clancy. Welcome to the show. My gosh, you know all this stuff about Army crap. I like it.
I've watched this series and looked up all the stuff.
All right.
There's a great wiki called Magnum Mania that I've read quite a bit.
Yeah, that's where I found this episode. That's a cool site. Well, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's got a lot of great information, but it was made in like 93.
Yeah.
It's garbage that way. Mm-hmm. Ooh, moose knuckle.
Ooh, need some longer pants there, Thomas.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look at those drinks.
Thin layer of cloth between me and your testicle. I don't like that at all.
Well, and about 22 years.
Yep.
32 years.
That's a good point. Never wear those shorts now. He's still a good-looking guy. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Just a handsome, aging man. He's a real charmer, too. I saw him on, how was it? Kimmel or somebody. He's just great on there. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, we're gonna all laugh. See
that lady look back like, what are they doing?
Oh, he's got some guns on.
Yeah, those are some immense arms.
Mm. And you don't wear socks.
Oh, that hair. It's a crime. It's so bad.
Curling iron. Me, curling iron. 2 hours. There you go.
Yeah, fixed. Problem solved. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Christopher Lambert. There can be only one. Donald Peace of blah, blah, blah.
Saw Belisario.
There you go. Now we get to
and
watch.
Now, and now dude. The recap.
Yeah, the recap. There you go. Remember the scene?
Casey missed it. Freeze frame.
Yeah, so in the beginning, we saw things designed to entice us to watch the show. Here, we're going to see things get frozen so we can see just how crazy the shots were.
It's the old presentation rule. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's an Apple presentation.
Yep.
They get up. They talk about the numbers. They talk about the new store opening. They release
the transfer. Didn't even get that little black fleck of something off of the...
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Oh, there's another one.
Yeah. What a fun show.
Mine rolls.
It is. Magnum PI is way fun.
It's just nice.
Yeah, I like it too. It's comfort. It's comfort food.
And they stopped with the peekaboo shot. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. We don't want to see his man wiener.
Freeze frame.
Oh, this thing's counting down and about to start again. So I'm going to close it. All right. There you go, everybody. That's our episode of Magnum PI. Let's go get a plate. Next time will be, we don't know what, oh no, we do. The Japanese Spider-Man.
Yes, Japanese Spider-Man, which you can find on Marvel.com. Mm. If you do a search for Japanese Spider-Man and then look through your Google results, one of them is going to be from Marvel.com, and it's going to be the full 30-minute video.
Very exciting. I'm pretty stoked about this whole idea. So watch for that. That'll be next week. Another one of these little special one-offs, a little Japanese flavor while Brian is in the Orient.
Mm-hmm.
They call it that still, or did
no,
I just offend
really
people?
Don't.
Yeah. I have Korean siblings. I should know this by now. Oh, anyway, the Orient, you know, Silk Road, all that.
Jeez.
So be here next week. We'll do that again, and then Brian will be back after that, and then I don't know what we're doing, but we'll tell you next week whatever that's going to be.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah. So whatever thanks for hanging out with us. If you enjoy these, let us know. filmsack@gmail.com and filmsack.com for everything else. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Brian, and for Randy. See you next time.